Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda Radhe.
So today we are reading verse 96 in Apta Simanjali. Tava i vasmi, na jivami tvaja vina, iti vijna ja devi tvam, na ja mam, čaranam tikam.
Narayan Maharaj always said.
So beautiful.
Why? I'm yours.
I cannot live without you. O Devi, knowing this, please take me to your lotus feet. In the verses of Vilap Kusumanjali, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami received his own Siddha Swarup of Tulasi Manjari and simultaneously blessed with the transcendental devotional service in Radha and Madhava's pastimes. When these visions vanish, he greatly laments and prays to Swami's lotus feet for the attainment of these services.
Just I say one thing today.
Please.
I was listening to some bhajan. So first it was Krishna's bhajan. Then I now feel much easier. I like it. It was very nice. Not very nice. When Radha Bhajan starts, then it starts giving me relief. And when Radha Krishna Bhajan starts, then I feel there is a path there. Then it more interest comes to me. So I am thinking, why I do that? Before I like Krishna Bhajan, but now I am feeling Radha Bhajan. This Kirtan was so nice. And next was that Radharani goes to Kirtan. He is very much relieved. And second bhajan was in between Radha and Krishna. Then mind become more fixed in that extreme. Why? Because oh Radhika, I am your mind. I am yours. I don't know what to do. I am very useless. I have no knowledge of doing anything. But only one hope is there, that you, I am yours. Maybe you will bring me your lotus feet to understand about you and about your lover. What lover? Where you only one point of thinking going and you love it. You will show me why I love and what is the reason of that love. And you will then give me the mercy to understand that. That I cannot go out from your and your lover maybe. God, I am yours.
tangled.
And I have no qualification, no idea how to go move on with it, to understand, to serve you. After that, you have to do it. I cannot hold you. You know, the monkey, baby has to hold the mummy. And when they lose the holding, the mummy leave them. But the cat baby, they don't know to hold mama. Then mama, what do? She catch from his mouth and where she goes to bring her. So you have to catch me to bring what needs to do to me, what is my job. I am very unqualified to understand.
Cannot do alone.
I have no qualification. Only one hope is that I am you. Still I don't understand to say you are mine. Only I feeling that you are, I am yours. You see? You know from Mahajans that you are mine is more higher than I am yours. This is lower more than you are mine. You are mine, then my responsibility is to take care of you. But now I think only I am not so qualified. I say I am naked. So I feel that I am yours. Before I am thinking, bhai, Radhika mode is you are mine. He said to Krishna that you are mine. But Mahajan say I am yours. He said Chandakti mode. Why they say like this? But now I feel that I have no qualification to say you are mine. So I say I am yours. Qualification need to catch qualification that you are mine. I have a qualification to take care of you, but I have no qualification to take care of you. But I want to be qualified in your lotus feet to live. One day will come in my life when I will say, I am yours, I am yours. One day you will accept me and give the service of your lotus. Do something. You will also think for me. Oh my Swami, please help me. Always I think I am yours. Please take care of me. See me, guide me, show me the way to me.
In the verses of Bilal Kusumanjali, Srila Raghunathas Goswami perceives his own Siddha Swarup of Tulasi Manjari. And
you see, Raghunathas Goswami is a sadhak there. And Tulasi Manjari is the Siddha Deha. When we are in sadhak Deha, we think like this. I have no qualification to be in my Siddha Deha. I am yours, when the time will come for me that you will show my spiritual body and I will start living in that. I am yours. Oh Swami, I am yours. Make me to understand my Siddhadeha. When it will come to me. That was right. Why not you are helping me to be in my spiritual body? Why not you show me to live in that? Why not you do give service to me? Because I am not in my Siddhadeha. Very impersonal relationship. Siddhadeha, this plastic body, cannot do anything of yourself. I know this. So you not see to me, nor care to me, when this time will come that I will recognize my spiritual body and I will start living in that. I'm you. I will never forget this, that I am not you. I will not make anything that this is also I'm you. Only I will say to you, I am you, not other. Even in the dream I will not. Yeah.
In the verses Supila Kusumanjali, Srila Raghunathas Goswami perceives his own Siddha Swarup of Tulasi Manjari and is simultaneously blessed with the transcendental devotional service in Radha and Madhava's pastimes.
This is her reason. When she sees this happening in her life. When she sees, when I come in my Siddhadeha, she goes, you are really mine. You say, I am you, here you took it. I will see you, I will give you benefit. In Siddhadeha, see you. In Sadhadeha, he say you practice in this mode. Never go out in any circumstances. From my mood, then I will give you Siddhadeha. Sadhadeha is a test body. You want? How I will believe that you want? What I do, you start doing in your day to day life.
This is the point.
This is the point. How you behave everywhere I am. Where is not Krishna? Any place is that where Krishna not exists? And where Krishna Radhika is also? How Lord Krishna can live alone without Radhika? So Radha and Krishna is everywhere in this world. So how you behave in your sadhadeha to enter into the death?
Namareti Ram
Ramayati Ram. Ram means Ramayati Ram. Yes, Ram is a mantra of Radhika. Saying Ram Radhikaya. Radhikaya means Sri Ram. Ram is a big mantra of Radhikaya. Because Ramaitya, Ram is Radha mom and mother, when they are in Raman, you become Radha.
And everywhere is only
Radha. Raman, yes. When they are in Brahman, then Ram is not Mahamantra, is Rama and Krishna, or Balram or Krishna. They are in Brahman. When they become together, then they are nothing more to they do the Raman, they do the pastime. Sakhi, Sanchari, and Manjaris are helping them. They are also dancing. Sakhi is dancing. Sanchari is also dancing. And Manjari is watching to help Swamini what she needs and how to serve. Only watching. We have beautiful dance, beautiful meetings, and always in meditation. This is the work of man. They are not interested in dancing, catching a handle, and dancing. They have no interest in catching a handle of Krishna and dancing. No. They have only interest with Radhika, and they are only watching when and what time she needs something. And I have to fulfill it. One time, Radhika forgets to bring the ankle bell, and Radhika not thought anything. But she is feeling when she is dancing, one feet bell is not singing. It is not in tune. Sound is not in tune. And this Manjari understands, and she runs away to find out that. And she starts running and thinking where she was. Oh, she was in the puja. Maybe she forgot there. And she went there and drank. And in the dancing time, she went near to Radhika and put that up. Nobody can understand. This is the Manjari. What she made, only the thing. These are the kinkiris also. Very close Manjaris become kinkiris.
When these visions vanish, he greatly laments and prays to Swamini's lotus feet for the attainment of these services.
You see, when this vision vanishes, then I say, attainment of your service. I am yours. What happened to me? I am yours, Swami. I am yours, Swami. Why I identifying my physical body? What happened to me that I lose my service? Why ask me? Why ask me? Please help me. Please help me. Give mercy that I can go back in my citizen to attend your service daily.
In the final 9 verses that follow, he offers prayers to Swamini's lotus feet in Swarupa Vesha, to Sri Radha Kunda, to the lotus feet of Sri Govinda, and to Sri Vishakha Sakhi for the fulfillment of his desires.
Yeah. Fulfillment of the desire.
In this verse, Virahi Raghunath takes complete shelter of Swamini's lotus feet in order to attain them directly. Sharanagati means taking shelter or surrendering oneself. This is the starting point of sadhana bhakti. Without this, one cannot perform any bhajan.
Yeah. This is sadhana bhakti. That I have no this. Sadhana bhakti means physical bhakti. I cannot do this. I am not attending your service. Means I am in sadhana bhakti, in my physical body. And when I go to my siddha deha, in my manjari sarup, then my dying stops, then I am in sarup. Why we chanting? In a sadhak deha. When we enter in siddha deha, your japa not moving. You lose concentration outside because you are entered there in your siddha deha. Sometimes you see you are chanting. You lose your japa. It's not sleeping. You enter there. You don't know where you enter, but you enter there and you sit there without knowing yourself. But when you come back, again that point you start chanting. So that time also your bhajan is going on. The result of bhajan that you get to the there, that you cannot dream that time. And you become more pressed to feel that. You become more fat than 6 hours sleeping to do something. You need 4 or 5 hours to sleep to be fat. And in this moment, when you go in your siddha deha, and again you come in sadhak deha, you become more fat in 10 minutes. In 15 minutes, in a half an hour, like you rest 6 hours. The Mahajans, how they sleep and do this? They are chanting, going to the world. They are in siddha deha. They are in the side. You think that the Maharaj is sleeping. Maharaj is doing something. But what do you think? He is in siddha deha doing the prayer.
Sharanagati means taking shelter or surrendering oneself. This is the starting point of sadhana bhakti. Without this, one cannot perform any bhajan.
Then take that.
Surrender.
You see, I say Bhagavad Gita, sarva dharmana pattaji. Krishna is telling. Why? Are when you want to come to me, you have to maintain dharma. If you not maintain dharma, I will check that. But this, as I am telling you before to do, this dharma, this dharma, this dharma. But one thing more I see. Now you leave all dharma. Parityajya. Maam ekam. I give ekam. Ekam means one. My one. Dharma. Maam ekam charanam. Or when you want to go to my one, only one thing to do. Take the cycle. Here you see the same thing. Maam ekam charanam is only thing to do. What you can do there? To Swamini. Maam ekam charanam. No dharma, no artha, no kama, no moksha. There is only one thing working, charanam. Yeah, read again.
Sharanagati means taking shelter or surrendering oneself. This is the starting point of sadhana bhakti.
This is the sadhana bhakti will start in to move you in raganuja.
Without this, one cannot perform any bhajan.
Before this sharanagati is not there, even the bhajan is namava. I don't know what to take shelter. Where to go now? Too much confusion in my life. No shelter in my life. No faith I have anyone. Means my bhajan is not happening. In a sadhana bhakti, if you go up with sadhana bhakti, first start in sadhana bhakti to accept the self. To enter in raga bhakti. Shelter makes you to enter in raga bhakti. No shelter, no entry. Why? Because how, if I no practice with my spiritual master, I cannot practice with Swami. Simple. I don't know the taste of the self. What is beneficial in that? I am a doubt, no self. And if I have no doubt, I am in the full shelter. And when I have shelter, then what to do? Dharma, artha, kama. This is my dharma, to please you. Make you happy. What is dharma? Yava dharma is this. My Lord, I have to please you.
Jar.
And Swami, physical dharma to take care of my family. So that is anitya dharma. And one is nitya dharma. So that is anitya dharma. And one is nitya dharma. And one is namitya dharma. Useless. No meaningless. No reason of that. So when I am in Jaiva Dharma, that is the reality. And that reality moves in Sharanagati.
The more one surrenders, the more one advances. And the more one advances, the more one heart is filled with feelings of surrender.
What is the reason of surrender? That you advance. What is the advancement? Your feeling will advance. This table is feeling less. We are so much in material that we block our feelings. Advancement of surrender that you will start feeling better.
The more one surrenders, the more one advances. And the more one advances, the more one's heart is filled with feelings of surrender. Surrender is the practice and the goal of the devotees, and it is their very life force.
Very life. Life is there in surrender.
In the world. It is there.
Material nature not to surrender. Material mind to create the doubt. This is material consciousness who hold us, demonic. So we cannot surrender because of material nature. I want to go to spiritual and I don't want to surrender. How is it possible? Then I want to be in material. Spiritual and material is the two parts. One is the ocean, one is the land. And we are walking on the shallow. Sorrow of the both of them. And my nature to be independent. We don't want to be in the water. We want to just go and jump and come back.
Yeah.
Can you explain some of the word surrender?
Excellent.
But I didn't hear what he said.
Again, loudly.
Can you explain what means surrender?
Surrender, Hingabe.
Yeah, I know
the translation.
No, Mike. But what means?
Explain. Please.
This is the opposite of surrender.
Surrender to give yourself fully. Atmanivedana, not 50%, not 60%, 100%. There is no you as a person anymore, as an ego, nothing. Only completely Atmanivedana to the lotus feet. And not one day and then next day, but constantly. Sometimes we surrender, but then again, Gurudev, we go back.
Yeah.
Like we are jumping and then again, controlling.
Yeah. Mind is like this. Material body is like this. I don't want to lose my independence. Myself is my ego. Right or not?
False ego.
My false ego. False ego not make me to surrender. Surrender means that your false ego is gone. There is no false ego left now.
When we accept our real nature, this is when we surrender.
When I accept my real nature,
this is surrender.
After my the speaker answers. Then it will. Somebody accepts that my real nature is my fourth nature. Then he is that he cannot surrender. And then his spiritual life is empty. His life moves in the sadhan bhakti. He cannot go in the raga bhakti, loving exchange of the Lord. No. He can do the ritual, but he cannot enter more than that because of the ego. Ego don't want to bow down. Ego wants to jump in my head. And he controls me. Then Krishna says, okay, then you keep me back. You see to your ego. When you will see me, then you have to lose your ego to see me.
That's why we need
Gurudev. So Gurudev show you that ego is different issue. Your material body is different issue. Krishna, you keep back side and you watch your ego only. And you are living in ego. So Krishna is far from. But how Krishna is far? When Gurudev is telling that he is living in your heart and living in the living all the things, then how is far? Because of my ego, I cannot see, cover. So it's far. There is nothing far. Not Swami is far, not Krishna is far. My ego makes me to feel far. Far, oh, because of the blockage. You see, take this Bhagavad Gita, 12th chapter, 13th verse. Devotional practice. When you do this devotional practice, automatically, Krishna say you are, become my dear. And when you are dear to him, he will say in Bhagavad Gita, I will give you all confidence. What is confidence? What knowledge is a confidential knowledge for Krishna?
Radha,
it is only Radha. What he not taught in any Vedas, any Puranas, even in Srimad Bhagavad, that is the confidence.
Gurudev, that means really die to live. We really need to die to live.
If the life means to have to ego. Die from your yes. Ego, you develop your and slowly you say the devotee who is practicing like this, they are every day, every minute, every second, they have a different realization. Same person change in only in flowing in the realization. All every moment is new surprising happening. Before was everything was blocked. Now life becomes beautiful. Because he start taking care of. She start taking care of. Krishna said, this maid-servant is my only maid-servant. Who can touch, who can disturb? I will take care of. Radhika says, first you have to cross with me. then you can say to my next servant. If you keep any next servant, the boss will say, what do you want to discuss with my next servant? First you talk with me. You cannot disturb her. Why? She do the wrong, I have to talk with her. No, no. You talk, I will say to her to improve her. This is the nature of the swamini, boss of, for the master. You cannot touch, you cannot disturb. She is mine. She says, she is mine. He says, you are mine. I know. Why? Because I am not close to become your next servant. I am still living in my physical body and with my false ego and my problem. So you are, I am yours. Why I am suffering in this? Please help me to come out. This is the reason, the meaning. More you want to do. Yeah.
Surrender is the practice and the goal of the devotees.
Wow.
And it is their very life force. It is their perpetual duty.
What happened? You have to detach from the, your false ego. You cannot stand when you surrender. Yes. You become like a paper and put in the water, and the water will float in floating paper. Where they go, they don't know. When you take the center of Swami, you don't know what will happen now. Waves will come and that will kill you. This is the iceberg.
And ego Gurudev is always trying to catch us back.
Uh-huh.
Ego is always trying to catch us back.
Ego, my senses. If I develop my spiritual life, senses will say something to eat, something to listen where somebody talks good about me. My eyes will say what I like to see. My senses will require, all they will catch, because they are also playing because of my false ego, that I am the man.
Even later becomes very subtle, Gurudev.
Yeah,
so we think we are very advanced, but actually it's very, very subtle.
In advancement is the ego.
Yes.
If I say I am a guru, is my ego. Come again, subtle.
Very much.
If I think that I am the senior, you have no qualification, this is my ego stuff. Very subtle. Anyone has to catch. Very careful. Love, puja and pratishtha. Love means money benefit. Benefit from the money. Well, puja, worshipping somebody, and somebody make you famous. These are all bogus things in his spiritual life. He is a shukare, means the big shit.
Yes. Yes, yes.
It's similar like a pig, see. Radha Rani will never accept you when you have this desire.
This is the thing. Even if you surrender to Gurudev, but still you can move from years like I'm doing.
Gurudev will not accept. If you have a love, he will show you go and earn money like this.
Yes, yes.
Puja, if you want somebody to worship me, you just become Guru and take this job.
Yeah.
Pratishtha, you want to be a famous?
Yes.
Guru will say, you become very famous.
This is the point.
Because he evidently catches very carefully. When she give mercy, they make you defame. It's a mercy. Somebody say bad to you, then you haven't respected them. Because you have not good for anyone. Then what do you do? You are a bogus person. See, you only have to bad with others to become good of others. Then you have no way to do. What I will do now? Only your hope is there in my life. What I can do? I'm a bad person.
But even this, Gurudev, it's about that we don't need to attach not even to bad and not to good. Yeah. Whatever they're saying, good or bad,
the
whoever.
The thing is the mercy makes you to flow.
Yes.
You don't need to doubt what is happening and not happening.
Yes.
What is happening is your mercy.
Yes. Good or bad doesn't matter.
And you are not judge anything.
Yeah, this is
the mercy of the kripa of the Sarnagati.
Yes.
Then you know judge. Judgment is when the ego is there, judgment will be always there.
Good, bad, cold.
When Sarnagati is full, then what type of ego is there? No judgment capacity you have. How plastic can judge anything? The soul is judging inside, becoming false. I am my body. I am this, I am that, I am doing this, I am this. When I took the subject, now I don't need to bother.
But this is going to be a very important thing.
Very, 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 very important.
Because we can be really for the 10 years, 20. Can be 10 years, 20 years, like we are doing seva for Gurudev. But actually, we are constantly in the duality of this world. Even if we are doing externally seva, but we are constantly in a judgment. So if we don't realize this, we will never reach Radhika.
Never.
Impossible.
Yes. And I cannot say, Swaves me, Swaves.
No.
I am yours, you will not say. What about you are mine? You will not start telling, I am yours, please take it.
No. Always in duality, mine. Not even Brahma Buddha.
Confused mind.
So, only through surrender one can attain Prema Bhakti and the lotus feet of the Lord.
Prema Bhakti.
And the lotus
feet. Radha Bhakti. Only can come when there is a surrender practice. And 100% is practice. No 90%, 99%, 100%. Prema cannot come without surrender. Imagine one man and one girl. girl has to surrender to this man 100%. He cannot keep 4 boyfriends separately.
Nowadays, this is possible.
Then it will not work. If not 100% surrender, then the man will have not 100% surrender to this. It's not natural. This is Sarnagati. If she has a 4 boyfriend, and then girl man has a 3 girlfriend or 5, you say, okay, you have also, I have also, never worked. So similar, when you have not surrendered to your spiritual master, he says, okay, you are also one of them. You are not a qualified to surrender. You know, just this, the beauty of surrender. So our realization never grows. We not, my meditation is not there because of my surrender. Then my realization is not there, no feelings are there. And when feelings are not there, then raga is not coming. Love cannot come. Prema not come. How bhakti will do? Bhakti is not new subject for us. Like a mother has a daughter or son. Mother is taking care of the son is also bhakti. A new subject for what? Bhakti means devotion. Devotion means my mind is not going out from you. That is my devotion. I always feel for my Radha Mohan. And my mind, I want to stop it, but I cannot stop it. That is devotion. Devotion is not a new subject. Only spiritually some devotion is there here, not material body is to practice to do that.
We do everything that our mind surrender. One point to the lotus feet of Gurudev is starting.
There are many temples. If you have no Ishtadev, then how you will think of that? And you say 10 names of glorification. Radha Damodar, Gopinath, Madan Mohan,
Shyam
Sundar, Govinda. You are mixed up. When you are fixed with one, you will say only one name. You have no business with other. No business. No business. No business. Why people? If he's good, he is not good or bad. Everything is for me. He has no much opulence like Bihari ji. There is many everyday full bangla. I have small garnet for him. What is the problem? He's my sweet. If he is dry, he accepts it. It's not his nature. He don't need any of it. This is because of that I love him. They have a 5 air condition. We have only 1 air condition, but he is happy with 1. What is the problem? Is simple, more kind-hearted. Sometimes not one also means that. It's not sweetness. completely Vijayaragama. Before I was influenced with the opponent's dress, with the opponent's temple, Sitar, generation. But I said, what about my Radha moment? If he has left, that what to do? To leave him? I said, no, I will kill him. And everything is not happening. Little opulence is not coming. Because of your love, opulence. I know from my eyes 60 years before, they have no money to make the money to cook for Bihari ji, they put in oil cooking. They have no much money to do. But when the lovers start coming, now is the big up. Lovers, who loves more, and they do that. Is your feeling. That is love. You imagine Sanatan Goswami here, and he has a deity. He brings the deity with this condition, with Mohan, Madan Mohan. He say, Madan Mohan, I can bring you in the condition when you no ask anything. I am a Babaji. I am doing bhajan and living. So you have nothing to ask. You one day you will say to bring butter for me, sweet for me. I will never do anything. Then Madan Mohan promised from Sanatana Goswami, I will agree with the sweet only one gur, candy, sugar candy like a gur. If you give this, I will agree with that. And if you give the not thin root chapati, thick chapati, I will agree with that. And sometimes I will agree with all condition of you, but I want to go with you. And this condition he brings Madan Mohan. He has nothing. But by love of him, you see the big temple of Madan Mohan. How this comes? Because his love, that rich people when see, they start giving glory. Love is the main thing. Raga is the why he becomes supreme? Because of the love of the Brajvasi. He accepts the small, poor boys and the Braja as his friend. He has no richness. And he starts playing, dancing, everything with the cowboy. He becomes poor. He, with the gopis, he starts loving. They are nitya siddha, that is second issue, but normally you see what a beautiful thing he do. This beautiful loving exchange make him supreme. Nobody, no can do. Shiva only love to the Parvati. Vishnu only love to Lakshmi. Who can do like Krishna?
Yeah.
Ram doing only for Sita. Why is the Supreme Lord? All the demigods as a, some, what do you say, an arm and ambition. Everybody has an arm. But Krishna has what? Lord can kill Prabhupada. He never kill anyone. No demons. He don't want to kill someone. He never. How he can kill this? Then in the philosophy, they say he killed this demon. And this is the work of the Vishnu. He said to do that, and they're doing because they are under working under him. Why Shiva Bhakti is there in Vrindavan? Every place Shiva there. When Krishna born, Shiva comes for darshan. My Supreme Lord appears. I want to go. Yashoda says, no, get out. I will not give you. You come with this name. I cannot show you. My boy will become fear. And Krishna wants to see Shiva. They are in love. Both each other loving. And he starts crying. Krishna. Then he says, oh, somebody say, oh, why you send this Baba? He comes to bless your son. Maybe when he will come, he will bless and put the bhabhuta. And then he will become happy. And when he Shiva comes again, he starts smiling by looking Shiva. They are Harihara. They cannot leave. They are the each other lovers. In the heart of Shiva is the Krishna. And in the heart of Krishna is the devotee only. And this Shiva is the highest devotee, Guru. He is a Gopeshwara. Gopi Ishwara Gopeshwara. Gopi, they go to Kaitani, they go to Shiva to pray to get Krishna. Wow. So pretty. And without praying to Kaitani, without praying to Gopeshwara, you never understand Radhanti. Never. Some doubt will be, surrender will not come. The false ego, ignorance is the controller of ignorance. Shiva, give mercy, remove your false ego, ignorance. This is the Shiva, Guru, who remove your ignorance. Nitai. Yeah.
Jai Nitai!
Jai Jai!
Shri Radhe!
Radhe Radhe Govind!